This guy's on an interstate. He's doing 65 with no pants on, watching porn on a cell phone.
I'm assuming some Tinder date did not go the way he expected.
And that is all the time we have for this week. Until next time, we will be back next Wednesday night and every Wednesday night. Until then, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
Say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big up and shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another Wednesday night. It's On the Town with Mackie D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen, and it's Wednesday, and we're going to do our local rock thing. We are play local rock for you from 9 until midnight with a live band mixed in. This week we have the Farewells, and they'll be playing for us live in Studio D. Arlen will be stopping by to chat about what's new and exciting in their lives. So let's get right to it, shall we? First up tonight is Sick Pills.
become raw food in the end.
Somos un barco sin tormenta, un frío sin el calor, la luz en la oscuridad que él reclamó. Somos una risa sin lágrimas, la esperanza sin el temor. Estamos llegando a nuestra tierra.
Never, never, never come home. And the magic that we feel is worth a lifetime. We're all born upon the cross. That's the thrill before the toss. You can release yourself. The only way is down. We don't come alone. We're fire, we're stone. We're the hand that writes and quickly moves away. It's the angel or the beast, and the answer lies between the good and bad. We search for the truth, we could die upon the truth, and the thrill of just the chase is worth the pain.
Hello, el diablo. That we wanted more. The concrete, it was cold and hard, but we knew what. what we were fighting for. You pulled the rug out from beneath us. You lied, you stole, you cheated.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Outlets with their song Someday, coming off of their self-titled Yeah, it is. Self-titled. Look at that. Released back in 2007. Before that was Trophy Lungs, who played on the town recently with their song Big Eddie, coming off of their CD Day Jobs. And if you want to hear their performance, you could always crawl back into our archive. If you go to the website, WMFO.org, click on the schedule, click on the town, and hunt it down. It's probably going to be pretty cool. Before that was the Drax with their song Tomorrow, coming off of their self-titled CD. And they're playing sometime soon, and I was just scrolling around and I couldn't find out where. Hopefully Paula will have that for us in her concert report in about an hour. Before the Drax was Slim Jim and the Mad Cows with their song The Last in Line, coming off of Appetite for the Truckin'. Yep, that's right. And we started the whole show off with Sick Pills with their song Worm Food, coming off of Sickening. We're all about being sick this time of year, so we definitely need some sick pills. All right. Let's see. As you know, every week we pretty much have a live band playing, and this week is no different. Stick around. The Farewells will be playing for us live in about an hour. So, you know, we'll be here spinning tunes and rocking until then. So, let's see. I always start talking and then I forget where I put the music. And then I got to figure out where I did with it. So we're just going to take 3 seconds here. And, oh my God. You know, sometimes you just push the wrong button. There we go. Yeah, I did have it right. Look at that. I'm smarter than I thought. A friend of mine mentioned the band In Hail Mary over the weekend. So next up, we're going to hear some In Hail Mary. And the CD, of course, I picked has like 22 songs on it. Who puts 22 songs in a CD? Joel. Oh, I know. Joel does. He nods enthusiastically. So we're going to hear their song, Frankengandhi, because it's called Frankengandhi.
by your rules.
Yeah. All right. That was the Grinds. That's right. It was the Grinds. All right. So in studio, I have some visitors, and they are called Arlen.
Hi.
Hey.
Guys.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Excellent. Welcome to On the Town. Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for having us.
Get nice and close to the mic as your friend.
Hello, cool. Michael Vron.
So... what's up? You have new music?
We have some new music. We've been working on an album, but what we brought with us today is a few songs, one of which is our latest single. Mm-hmm. That one's called Mistakes. I think that's the first song we provided with you.
All right.
We also have a couple songs that we have from our last EP that we put together.
And when did that get released?
Last year.
It was released January 23rd.
A while ago.
2015.
Yeah.
So almost exactly a year ago.
Almost pretty much. Yeah. Almost on the job.
It was so long ago. Wait. Yeah. Last year.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, why don't we listen to, you said it was track one?
Yeah. The song's called Mistakes, yeah.
Mistakes by Arlen. And that was Arlen. You're going to have to tell me the name of the song again, because I have a sieve for a brain.
The song's called Mistakes.
Mistakes. And that is, then this track is off of the...
That will actually, yes, that will be on the album that we're working on.
Mm. Okay, good. Tell me a little about yourselves. What are you doing? Where have you been? What's going on?
we're from Lowell, Massachusetts. We are just a few buddies who got together to jam in Andy and Justin's living room a few years ago, and it just kind of took off. A friend of mine contacted me. He was putting together a show in Lowell. We used to play. We played a show together years ago in a band. About 5 years ago, a completely different band that I was in, and he was like, "Hey, can you guys get in on this gig?" And I said, "Well, I just started a new group, and we had one song."
One song.
And he said, "Well, show me the song." And I sent him this really lo-fi iPhone recording of the first draft of
Hear Me Out.
Yeah. And
oh, is this the Gemstone show that we played?
Yeah, and I sent that out to him, and he said, "Great, put a couple more songs together, do a 20-minute set." And we did.
Yes, and we kept playing. Star was born.
Sort of, yeah, sure.
That was the first show we played with Straight Angular.
Yeah, yeah.
That was we were debating our name, Arlen, and I remember at the end of their set, or at the end of our set, right before they went on, he was like, "You know what, it's like I usually don't remember band names." He's like, "Arlen, I like that, that's good." You and I looked across at each other, we're like, solid.
All right, I was like, "All right, this is our band now."
Look, we're a band.
Yeah, that was came up with on a whim. We were just trying to figure out what we would put our name on the bill as, and Andy just said, "Well, let's just do Arlen. Let's say Arlen."
Looks cool on paper.
It sounded good to me, you know?
Well, you've chosen a unique font for your band name. Did someone design that themselves?
Yeah, oh,
this
guy.
That.
Yeah.
There you go.
Actually, it was actually really cool. I had to really work at the graphic design thing. I was trying to find a font for us forever, and I ended up just drawing a bunch of circles. And it happened.
And erasing really part worked. Of them.
Yeah. It was really cool. I liked it.
You said, "Fine, I'll just make my own."
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, the day he explained how he did it to me, I didn't believe him until he showed me.
All the scrap pieces of paper that were thrown away.
He literally recreated it to show me him just erasing circles.
Well, you know, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Sure did.
So you have an EP that's out currently.
Yep, called Animal. It's completely free on our Bandcamp.
Yep.
Arlenband.bandcamp.com. I can find it. I think if we actually found a torrent, or you showed me somebody.
Torrent site stealing it.
It was awesome. It's great to see that.
So seriously, someone had torrented
your... Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm psyched about
it. It's already free. You really don't have to do it yet.
It's faster now.
Exactly.
It's free and fast.
And you can do it and get the government involved at the same time.
You can get thrown in jail.
Well, that kind of awesome.
Band. I mean, we won't sue, but...
No. Very nice. And this is all because... And you guys have only been together a year.
You're in some change.
Almost
coming up on 2 years, yeah.
Come this spring, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. What's the significance of the second song you brought in for us?
Animal.
Ooh.
Animal.
Or Manimal.
It's funny when I think about us writing this song. I can't remember the whole process. I just know that by the time we were finished writing this, we knew that it was now... we had just redefined songwriting for ourselves and became one of our front runners for the EP.
It changed. Our dynamic changed a lot with that song. Before that song, we were a lot more like aggressive and like loud, fast, and a lot of solos. I remember when this song was being put together, I was hanging out with Breton in his basement. Going over this new riff, and he just kind of like started like coming up with like random lyrics on the fly, and one of them was the main chorus, and I was like, "Hey, I like that. Let's roll with that," and it ended up stemming off of that. And I mean, that's a big part of like how we work is we all work together with this dynamic that it's not all one person writing a song. We all kind of throw small ideas out, and they just grow on each other, and we just
We all come from such different backgrounds in music, too.
Yeah, I was, like, really into, like, punk rock growing up, and, Andy's, like, really into, like, Rage Against the Machine, and It's a band I hate.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Love the Foo Fighters. You know, we all have come from these very different, backgrounds, and when we put ourselves together as a group, as a whole, it creates this whole new music that I would love to hear and wanted to hear and never heard before. And you know, it's music that I would put on if it had come on the radio and I hadn't created it. But it's not something I could necessarily make on my own. It's not. I don't think any of us could have ever made on our own. Something that, as a whole, as a group, we just have this new sound that, it gets me going.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's check out Animal now.
Sure.
This is Arlen, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And that was Animal by Arlen. Yay! Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That was a lovely track you gave me to play. Are you guys playing out live anywhere soon?
We are. We have a show set up on March 10th in Lowell at Uncharted Studios. Uncharted Gallery Studio?
Uncharted Art Gallery.
Uncharted Art Gallery. Our buddy Mike Daly owns it. He's on a couple different locations.
This is the third version, and this one actually has a kitchen and a bar.
Ooh. Best pizza in Lowell.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Somebody reached out to me, and it's really odd because we apparently had met years before in Nashua. And I must have had one too many because I can't remember meeting him. But like, it was very sincere when he hit me up. He was just like, hey, we met a long time ago. We talked music briefly. I live in Nashville now. One of my bands is coming up, Moses Alley. We're on tour. Can you help me out in Lowell? So got the show together. I'm really excited to play with them. This very Portugal the Man feel. It's going to be really, really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. And then after that, I think we're just pretty much wrapping up the album.
Yep.
And then we're going to try to start booking a tour for the Northeast.
First tour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First tour.
That's right.
Keep our it buddy, small for now, you know, but...
Buddy Packy's going to help out a little bit with getting it set up. And we're gonna bring it... We're going to bring the noise.
All of it. Bring it all in the van. Drive it all over the place.
Yeah, it was funny. I brought up to our buddy Pat that you know, we wanted to go on tour, and he's like, let me come. Let me come with you. I have to come. He's like, let me be your merch guy. And then his girlfriend's like, I'm coming too. Mm-hmm. All right, it's a party. So we're going to have a full van.
All right.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Please blog the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
They're going to be ugly, but we're going to be
That's what all of us back at home will live for. It's like, oh, now what are these idiots doing? Oh, look.
Oh, good. God. Packy's feeding me whiskey again.
Totally. Well, let's. You gave me one more track.
Yeah.
Why don't we hit that up before the top of the hour, and so you can set it up for us.
Awesome.
What are we listening to?
Yeah. So this song is called "Gloria." Actually, it was one of the first songs that ever made it to any kind of radio play. Who was the first? Vanyaland was the first one to take it from us and start playing it regularly, and then we started getting a couple spins on WUML, which is also 91.5, but back in Lowell.
Yes, yes, we know them well.
Sure.
But it's cool.
But yeah, so that was one of our first radio releases, so we thought it'd be appropriate to try it again.
Yeah, it's the earlier, more loud and aggressive version
definitely
of Arlen.
Aggressive.
You know, we have two sides. You know, there's you know, the one side you take home, show your parents, you know. And then there's the other side, you know, you take home to your buddies. Have a few beers with.
Yeah. The leather jacket.
The bad boy smoking a cigarette, slicked hair.
That's Gloria.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having
us. Some tunes. Say it again.
Gloria.
This is Gloria by Arlen. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
to do, and I only wanna play with you in a kingdom by the orange sea. You could be the dragon queen for me. Do you still have a buck? I think I hear the ice cream truck. It's getting late, come on, come out and play.
That was The Peasants with Don't Make Me Wait, coming off of Big Sunny Day. Thank you so much to Arlen for coming down and talking to us. We got to play some music off of their released EP and their unfinished album. So go check out them on the online, on the interweb, and look for them playing up in Lowell in March. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. I'm Joellen. We're going to have The Farewells playing for us live in Studio D in a little bit, so please stick around for that. Next up, we are going to hear Fire in the Field. Yes, we are. We are going to hear Fire in the Field, and this is their song, Piece of My Head.